One of those watching Secretary Powell's mission to the Middle East is Yossi Beilon. He is the leader of the Yahad Party in Israel. He is a former Israeli justice minister, and he was also involved in negotiating the Oslo Peace Accord for the Middle East. Mr. Beilon, Secretary of State Powell described this as a moment of opportunity. Is this the right moment for the United States to get involved?
Undoubtedly so, because the new leadership of the Palestinian Authority, the leadership which might be elected, which is now the transitory leadership, is committed to fight against terrorism, which was against the violent intifada from its first day, and is committed also to reforms which will be conducive to democratization in the Palestinian Authority. So they need our help. They need the help of the Americans. They need financial help. They need monitoring in the elections. And they need to be empowered by Israel. I think that it is important for the Israeli side to do whatever possible in order to make the lives of the Palestinians much more convenient, so that everybody will understand that if the atmosphere is better and if the leadership is ready to put an end to terrorism, then the daily lives will be better too.
So you've said that you think there's better leadership with the Palestinian Authority. You've laid out a couple of steps that you want Israel to take. In this situation, what does the United States need to do?
It is very important for the United States to update the roadmap, which is the agreed-upon plan by the Israelis and by the Palestinians. It refers to confidence-building measures as a first chapter, a Palestinian state in provisional borders as a second chapter, and a permanent solution as a third chapter. So what is important right now on the American side is to take the roadmap and to update all the dates and to say, okay, this is the way, you agreed to it, let us now return to the negotiating table and talk business.
Mr. Beilon, how has Arafat's death, in your view, affected Israeli-Palestinian relations?
As long as Arafat was alive, and especially since the beginning of the Intifada in September 2000, he was the face of the Palestinian people, and this face was not the most liked face. So it was very easy for those who did not want any negotiations with the Palestinians to say, how can we talk to these people if Arafat is representing them? This changed in a very, very dramatic way. It is much more easy now to people like me in the peace camp to convince Israelis that we should talk to the Palestinians.
Of course, this new Palestinian leadership still has to be confirmed in elections, and they have to get through elections that would be seen as free and fair.
Undoubtedly so. I mean, they may face a harsh opposition, and there are various names, and these people whom I'm speaking about are not necessarily the most popular people. So the challenge of the elections is there, but it also shows that maybe the Palestinian state will eventually become the first democracy in the Arab world, because here we are speaking about a real competition and not just a kind of a lip service to democracy.
Do you think the Palestinian leadership that's now in charge can conduct free and fair elections in January?
I think that the Palestinian Authority had free elections in January 96, 9 years ago. And that is why there is no reason why it won't happen again, especially when we are speaking about international monitoring. It is vital that such a monitoring will take place there in order to help them have decent elections.
Yossi Beilon is the leader of Israel's Yahad Party. He is a former Israeli justice minister, and he was involved in negotiating the Oslo Peace Accord between Israel and the Palestinians in 1993. Thanks very much.
Thank you.